from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Filling up right behind the Bills bench right now with their flags and their hey, 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 hey. Hey, 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 hey. Let's go Buffalo chant.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Let's go Buffalo.
The Bills make me wanna. The Bills make me wanna.
Me and Nate just discussing our, does everyone get their handicap notifications at the same time?
I think so. I think it goes out at 8 a.m.
They all go out at 8 a.m. On Tuesdays?
I think they go out just about every day, but
it's kind of like waiver Tuesday. Or waivers,
yeah, right.
On fantasy. Like, they all go out at the same time. Your handicaps. Sal Capaccio, now on the Wester Hotline. Good morning, Sal. Do we have Sal?
Yep, you guys got me. Hey, guys, sorry about that.
Do you get your hand? Do you have a handicap? Do you get it at the same time every Tuesday as well? 8 o'clock?
I used to have a handicap. I did not renew for the first time in years. My handicap was, I think, a 14. So, you know, not great, but not horrible.
It's better than me.
But what's funny is I would have good scores sometimes. Like, why is my handicap not moving? You know, I mean, there's a lot that goes into it, I guess. You know, the slope and the rating. And I'm like, come on, that course was harder than what they're telling me.
I still don't even fully understand how all that works. I just know I get a notification every Tuesday at 8 o'clock, and I'm usually, what do you mean it's that? It's 8. What do you mean I'm at 18 now? And then I remember I forgot to put my good round in last week. But I'll do that. And anyways, training camp tomorrow. We got an exercise to get to. We'll do it pretty quickly here in a minute. But you're packed and ready? You're going, how many days are you going for when you first get there?
I'm leaving today. I'm going to stay tonight, and I'm not coming back till Friday. So okay. Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, it's 3 nights.
All right.
And then Friday I'll be back. We'll have Saturday, they'll be off. I got some baseball Saturday, and then back up on Sunday for a few days as well.
All right, sounds good. So Jody Biasi,
I'll probably be home here in Buffalo one night over the next 8-9 nights.
Wow, it's a fun time though. Every week it's the start of football.
You got like a nice mattress pad, Sal? Yeah. Did you invest in like some good, you know, additional padding for sleeping?
So I bring my own, you know, blankets and stuff,
okay,
and comforter or whatever. Yep. I'm pretty simple on that. But what I do is they give us a dorm, as you know, it's a freshman dorm. And there's two, I say it because I always, they say, yeah, the freshman's there. I think it's a freshman dorm. There's two beds, right? It's one room, but two single beds. Mm-hmm. I push them together and make a big bed. So that way, if I have to just sprawl out, you know, I got some room there.
I took your advice on that. I did the same thing last year. It's not bad at all. Right. You bring your own blankets, you bring your own sheets, and you're perfectly fine, perfectly comfortable. So I'll be doing the same thing.
Dorm room
push, going to push the beds together. Anyways. All right. So. Been wanting to do this exercise. Let's do it. See how it goes. We got Nate in for it. We've got Sal in for it. Of course, Extra Point Show a little bit later on today. So we're trying to figure out this Bills offense all off season. This is very specific. This is for who's going to be on the field their first snap of the season. Again, when they play the Cardinals, their first offensive snap, who is going to be on the field? Me, Nate, and Sal are going to draft these guys. I counted 25 names we could pick from here between wide receivers, tight ends, running backs, and fullbacks, by the way, if you wanted to go that route. And I think if we pick like five or six each, see how we go here over the next, 10, 15 minutes, then whoever has the most week one wins. Sound good?
Who's picking simple? First?
I only count 24, so there's a guy I'm missing that's going to come up. That's okay. We don't have to go through them all, but I count 24.
Okay.
I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 running backs and a fullback. That's 6.
Yeah.
And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tight ends.
Yep, I have 5 11. Tight ends.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 wide receivers.
Okay. Am I counting? Who? I must be counting a receiver. It's not on the roster anymore. But maybe I'm looking at an outdated depth chart. I doubt we get to that person anyway, but maybe we'll cross that path when we get there. All right, let's fire it up. So I did random.org. It goes Nate, then Sal, then me.
Wow, I get first pick.
All right, so Nate gets the first pick. Sal, you're going to bat second, and then I'm going to do third. It's a snake draft at the turn, so that's how we'll go about it here. So first snap draft. Who's going to be on the field the first snap of the season? Nate, who's the first pick?
Dalton Kincaid. Feels like low-lying fruit, but
I think he would have been...
Sal was taken.
I think he would have not been my first pick, but I have no problem here at all. Yep.
He would not have been my first, but he would have been one of the top three. I'll take James Cook.
That would have been my top pick. I would have picked James Cook first, yeah. He is 1,000% going to be on the field, James Cook. All right, third pick, I'm going to go Curtis Samuel.
Okay.
They paid him the money. He plays a bunch of different roles. The odds he's in one of them, to me, is very, very high. So I'm going to take Curtis Samuel to be on the field for the first snap of the season. So Nate went with Dalton Kincaid, Sal with, of course, James Cook, and then I went with Curtis Samuel. So I'm up again, and I'm going to take Khalil Shakir. I'm already, not sure, a little bit. Probably... We're still in the probably range for me. I think I'd be surprised if he wasn't. But I guess my worry is, what if they do 12 personnel and Shakir's not on the outside? It's Coleman. But I think Shakir's going to be on the field for the first snap of the year, so I'll take Shakir. So Sal's up again.
Yeah, that's a tough one for me. This one came down. There's three guys I'm debating for any of these three picks. So you took one of them. I'll flip a coin and go on the other one. I'm actually going to go Keon Coleman with the next pick. I think, he's outside guy. Feels like there's going to be two guys on the outside, so I'm going to take him.
All right. So I got two. You've got two picks here. Coleman and Shakir just went back to back. So the three receivers, the top three receivers on paper are off the board. And of course, Sal took the running back, and you've got your tight end. You want to go 12 personnel here.
I could go 12 personnel.
You'd be betting on 12 personnel.
I'm going to start by taking Mac Hollins.
Wow. A reach.
Just kidding.
No, I'm only saying that to say it. Allen has mentioned Hollins by name, I feel like, every time I've heard him talk about the receivers. That doesn't mean he'll be on the field. He could be special teams guy. Sal's talked about his size maybe being useful on kick returns, or kickoff coverage, I should say. So, all right. That's about where we're at anyway, is Mac Hollins' territory.
So I'm swapping 12 personnel for 21 personnel, and I'm going Reggie Gilliam. Fullback.
Wow.
What do you think of that, Sal?
Okay.
Gilliam? I mean, he's on the team. He's locked in on the team.
I thought about it. I just figure first snap of the game, I can't see it. I've already studied the Arizona Cardinals defensive blueprint. I don't think they're going to go with 12 personnel.
Sal spent the first 40 minutes of his morning
watching
scouting
Jonathan Gannon
the first
film.
Three.
Yes.
But I think you gave me a layup here for what has to be next, whether it's real or not, or happens. It's got to be Dawson Knox is the next pick. I mean, they're going to lean into this 12 personnel this year. So thanks, Nate. I respect the Gilliam pick from an outside-the-box thought. I thought about it myself, but Dawson Knox has to go here as a team that I think could very well have two tight ends on the field to start the season.
Yeah, I like Knox there a lot. I definitely would have took him over Gilliam. He's got a contract, right? Like, that's not the only reason. He's a good player too, but they're gonna want to use him. They've talked about 12 personnel. Like, I like that pick a lot. All right, now I'm in a precarious situation because I feel like I could go anywhere.
You could do a lot of stuff.
I'm at a point now where I've got guys that I'm not even 100% sure will be on the team. I'm gonna go Ray Davis. I'm gonna pick Ray Davis. This might need to be a two pick. Backfield formation, though. Like, what are the odds he's on the field first and James Cook isn't? I guess it's possible if they're gonna throw it and they want Davis to block or something. This might need to be two running backs on the field. I'll go Ray Davis, first snap of the game. You know what I need? I need an interception before the Bills have taken an offensive snap that goes all the way down to the 1 yard line, and then they are gonna punch it in with Ray Davis. That's what I need. And then for my next pick, I'll take Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
Good pick.
Maybe X receiver. Maybe I need Coleman to have a little bit of a sloppy camp or look like he's not ready for this to happen. But MVS playing the X and just kind of being the veteran that they signed, I'll go with Valdes-Scantling. Sal's up next.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with the guy that, you know, has been the talk of the spring, and if he really shows out in training camp, he's going to force himself somewhere or another on the field, and I'm going to go Chase Claypool with my next pick.
This is going to be a funny question. Maybe this is how you got to 25, Joe. Can I use a sixth offensive lineman here?
I did not do that to get to 25. I guess, what do you think, Sal? Like, I guess if they're not lined up at offensive line, I feel like this is kind of cheating, but...
No, I think you have to choose a listed
skill position,
back, okay. Wide receiver, or tight end.
Okay. Yeah, I think so, too.
But it's not the formation that matters, it's the position.
I just want to point out, it's a fair question. Because they could absolutely walk out there, play one,
they could.
Lael Collins or, you know, David Edwards if he's not the starter as the extra offensive lineman.
Very quick side note here. This will be maybe something we figure out at camp, right, Sal? We don't have a good idea of who that guy might be now. Because it was David Edwards.
That's right. I agree.
All right, guys. Well, yeah, we're scraping the bottom here. I'm going to go with...
We have two picks.
I'm going to go with Quentin Morris.
Okay.
He plays. You know, I mean, he's going to make the team. He's a quality, like, key special teams contributor and... They've had three tight ends out there. Maybe they'll start with three tight ends and a fullback. Maybe I'm going to win this by having the fullback and the third tight end.
Goal line.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm going to tell you, I don't think it's a lot Quentin Morris makes this team. He's going to have a fight with Zach Davidson. Zach Davidson's back and healthy. Okay. And Zach Davidson, I thought, looked pretty good in the spring.
All right. Worth keeping an eye on there.
I got one more, right?
You've got one more.
Yep.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And then we'll go one more round after that. So we'll get to six.
I'm going to go to Ty Johnson here.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds like I stole it from Sale.
You did. You did. I'm thinking, let's hope it's not the case, but what if there is some sort of injury,
sure.
right?
Right. And also...
Then you get that guy.
There were a couple plays last year where Johnson was on the field with Cook. In fact, his big touchdown against the Jets...
Yeah, he was the second running back.
I think they had two backs in the backfield, if I remember correctly. But right, like Sal mentioned... If there's an injury to a running back, Johnson could be the guy that's in there. Sal, you're up.
Well, the guy that offers something that really they need, and maybe on the very first play of the game, they say, KJ Hamler, go deep. I'm going to take KJ Hamler.
Love it.
Because it could be one of those situations where this guy can fly. We're going to put him out there first play of the game and just kind of just have Josh launch it.
Yeah. Did you pick him also because you think of the receivers? He's next most likely to make the team? Or you think next?
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
Yes.
All right. I'm up for two. I am going to take Justin Shorter.
Ooh. Okay.
I guess if he just balls out in camp, that would be great. And then for my next pick, I'm going to take Michael Thomas.
He's
available.
Okay.
If the Bills sign him.
Okay.
Then
is that why you have 25?
No, that's not why I have 25. Is this eligible? Are you going to tell me I can't take him?
I mean, no. This is a draft. I guess you can. He's a free agent.
And it's your segment.
I'm taking Michael Thomas. He's available. The Bills bring him in. He's on the field. Snap number one. I'm taking Michael Thomas after I take Justin Shorter.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Thank you to Mike Schill for the idea on that one, by the way.
You know what? I'll go a little bit off the board here and go with the aforementioned Zach Davidson. If there's a 12 personnel and they decide they want a blocking tight end, he makes the team. I think it would be... It's a long shot, but we're at the long shot point right now. So I'm going to go tight end Zach Davidson.
Okay.
I don't have many options left, and I think the only other guy that's like fringe who could find himself a roster spot is Andy Isabella.
Yep.
Okay. And I think, is that six each? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. I think we're
yes.
good.
I like my team. I like my chances of having the overall most players.
So Nate has this, whoever has the most players on the field for snap number one of the year. Nate Kincaid, Matt Collins, Reggie Gilliam, Quentin Morris, Ty Johnson, and Andy Isabella. Sal, James Cook, Keon Coleman, Dawson Knox, Chase Claypool.
Ooh, that's a good team,
KJ
Sal.
Hamler, and Zach Davidson. I feel like we're going to have a tough time beating Sal here.
It's a good team, Sal.
And then for me, Curtis Samuel, Khalil Shakir, Ray Davis, MVS, Justin Shorter, and of course, Michael Thomas.
In fairness.
Now I'm mad I didn't take Brandon Ayuk.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
See, I'm just mad that I learned about this segment like 20 minutes ago, and Sal's been preparing by grinding film for this segment. So I feel like I'm a little bit at a disadvantage here. That's why
I want to know Joe, how many more receivers do you have listed on your roster?
All right. So the other receivers that I had listed, I had Tyrell Shavers.
Yep.
Yep.
Brian Thompson.
Yep.
Lawrence Keys.
Yep.
And Xavier Johnson.
Yeah. So you should have 24 total.
Maybe I just counted.
Trey McKitty, tight end as well?
He is a tight end. Trey McKitty's a tight end.
And then the other running backs were Frank Gore Jr. and Darrington Evans, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so maybe I must have just miscounted then.
You got it.
All right.
That's right, though.
Yeah, real quick at the end here. Just, I don't know if Sal, you have any thought on this guy at all, and then we'll let you get out of here because I know you've got something at 8:20. I did think about taking Xavier Johnson also. I don't think he'd be on offense, but he was a receiver, a running back, a returner, kickoff coverage. Like, he did everything at Ohio State.
That's right.
And we've talked about the kickoff so much, we just have no idea like what they're going to want to do. But that guy did all of the kickoff stuff in college, and he's built like a running back because he played running back and receiver. So I almost picked him at the end, but I don't think they would never have him on offense. I don't think.
No, I get it. Out of the let me ask you guys real quick.
Sure.
Here are the names we did not take: Darrington Evans, Frank Gore Jr., Tyrell Shavers, Brian Thompson, Xavier Johnson, Lawrence Keys, Trey McKitty. Out of that group, who would be most likely to actually make the team?
I might say, Shavers was good at camp last year. And receiver feels so wide open. It would be between Shavers and Johnson. I think Johnson because of his return abilities, and then Shavers just because I guess he could just steal the last receiver spot.
Evans would have to beat out Ty Johnson. I don't see that happening. But it's not crazy if he's the return man because he can return.
They could keep four running backs, couldn't they?
They could. I'd be surprised. I'd be very
Me
surprised.
Too.
Okay.
I think most likely out of that group has to come more from the running back for that reason. And I wouldn't even discount Frank Gore Jr. Like, I think that if there's a spot, maybe one of those guys could beat out Ty Johnson because Ray Davis and James Cook are both on the team, right? And then maybe Ty Johnson gets beat out by someone. I think out of the receivers, it would be Tyrell Shavers, though. Yeah, guys. I think he actually, I thought he looked pretty good. Brian Thompson actually had a good spring, but that's a guy that flashed a few times for me.
All right. Thanks, Al. We'll listen in for the Extra Point Show a little bit later.
All right. Hey, Howard Simon coming up today. It's Yankees-Mets again this week, and I already owe him dinner from the first time, or lunch. I owe him lunch.
Double or nothing.
The first time, because the Mets beat. So I think this time, maybe I'll tell him, okay, let's do dinner, too.
No, steak, Sal, you steak right? dinner.
Sal, you have to do breakfast because he's not awake for dinner time. He's usually asleep.
That's right. That's a good point. Thanks, all right. guys.
Thanks, Al. Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. So who will be on the field first snap? Okay, so you've got them like playing. What do you got them playing? Like three 20, tight end 20, fullbacks?
23 personnel.
So real quick, on one guy you picked Mac Hollins with your second pick.
Yeah.
I was going to take him. You tell me, is this worth mentioning? Because I don't want to be ever someone that takes these players' or coaches' words to mean anything, right? Because they go up to the press conferences. When they're on podcasts and more of like an open forum, these YouTube golf casts, by the way, are becoming like a very popular thing where just, hey, let's put a camera on a bunch of famous guys golfing for 4 hours. Those things get like real stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Any of these press conference setting stuff, I just never want to take any of it that seriously. But should I take it all seriously that I'm not kidding you? I feel like every time Josh Allen gets asked about the receiver room, he is mentioning Mac Hollins almost every time it's first.
Was he not their first signing?
It depends how far you want to go back because Hamler was one of those like,
I would say
winter
first,
protected list signing
first
guys.
First UFA signing. I think he might have been.
I think he was.
Not exclusive rights or like those, like the straight UFA, he might have been their first signing.
I think you have that right. Did Samuel come first? No, I think you have it. I think Hollins was their first signing. He was certainly before Claypool, and he was certainly before Valdez-Scantling. And those are probably the three guys that are going to be competing for. Let's face it, like if who's the Keon Coleman insurance right now? If Coleman, I mentioned being, again, here I am, you know, telling you I don't want to take anything these guys say with a grain of salt or with anything of importance, but being at minicamp talked about Coleman like he's still figuring stuff out and wasn't asked to do everything at Florida State. So we'll see. But
he was
Coleman,
indeed, by the way, he was indeed their first UFA signed.
Okay.
Technically their first UFA signed was Mitch Trubisky. Actually, he was cut.
Yeah.
So he was signed before free agency technically opened.
Okay.
So in terms of on the free agent market, when he was a free agent, yes, Matt Collins was the first one.
But like if Coleman isn't ready or they don't like the camp he has or, you know, they just want to start with a veteran, they want a rookie to kind of slow play it, then... Hollins, is Hollins any less likely to be on the field than Valdes-Scantling or Claypool. Like, I feel like I want to bet against both Valdes-Scantling and Claypool.
Hmm.
Claypool, I mean, the guy, I don't know how much upside there really is with him.
Either do I.
Like, you're a Notre Dame guy, so you've been watching him for a lot longer than I have.
It hasn't looked good in 2 years. You talked about MVS, the feedback on MVS towards last year was him losing a step. It looked like Claypool had lost a step, and he's much younger.
Yeah, I mean, he I don't know how much of that, though, is he just stops running routes. Versus,
especially in Chicago, it didn't go well in Chicago, and then he was signed late in the season by Miami, and he was out there, but I mean, maybe it was just because he was around such a fast offense that he looked like he was slow. But
I think I want to expand it beyond the 2 years. I don't know how good Claypool really was in those first 2 years.
Basically a first round pick. He went for the 33rd overall pick.
Yeah, and I think that trade's
one of the worst ever.
It was the first pick of round two that they traded for Claypool. He lasted less than a year, and he was off the team.
Yeah,
a lot of what I've read and what I remember seeing about Claypool in those first 2 years was, okay, there's some yards here, there's some big plays here, there are touchdowns. At least there was touchdowns in the rookie year, but this is not an efficient player. This is not a guy that's winning routes. This is a guy that, you know, Roethlisberger was just chucking up these ducks, and he would, you know, he would catch a few of them, but then he would drop some that he didn't. Go search our buddy Andrew Filippone's Twitter. And Andrew, and then next to his handle, type in his handle on Twitter and then write Claypool. And look through the frustration of a Steeler fan watching him on the field at play after play after play. So sure, he was putting up numbers, but it didn't seem like anybody really liked him that much while he was doing it. So what am I really chasing here? No pun intended. I don't see the real upside. And then Valdes-Scantling, like you mentioned, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, we've had a couple of Kansas City guests on that have kind of had the same sentiment of why it stopped working for MVS. Why did he only have 300 yards on a team that was starving for wide receiver play? And the message that we've heard a couple of times from Kansas City people is, well, he kind of lost a step. Like, he didn't look as fast as he has in past years. Well, that dude only runs fast. He's not a polished route runner. He's not a contested catch guy. He's a drop problem guy, actually. He's not someone that really does anything else for you. So if he can't run down the field deep and beat you over the top, I don't have a role for that guy.
You know, I think we missed the boat on the Quintez Cephas era. Just didn't last long enough.
I completely forgot
April
about Quintez Cephas.
April 29th to May 16th. What an era.
Yeah. Michael Thomas. They're going to sign Michael Thomas, and he's going to line up on snap number one and run a slant because that's all he can do. 803-0550 is the phone number if you've got a thought. We'll have Aaron Schatz coming up at 9 a.m. on the Almanac, the FTN Fantasy Almanac that is out, and their expectations for the Bills this year. I haven't looked yet, but I want to guess before Aaron comes on at 9 that they're going to have the Bills higher than maybe even we're treating them. We'll see. Jody Biasi, Nate Geary, Jeremy's back tomorrow. We'll be at training camp, 6 a.m. from St. John Fisher. I should check the weather also for St. John Fisher. Hope we're not getting poured on as we walk in there. Stay tuned. Jody Biasi, Nate Geary, this is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.